Come on now.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start with tonight's media availability. We have now been joined by Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota, winner of tonight's Slim Jim 200 at Martinsville Speedway. Corey, 11 wins heading into Phoenix. How's it feel?
Yeah, really good. Going into this week, I think, you know, the team and I kind of prioritize just keeping our momentum going. We've had a really, really good playoff stretch up to this point with pretty much starting and finishing top five like for the last, I don't know, 10 races or so. So our goal was to keep that momentum up, just so, you know, if we had a lackluster run, I feel like it's pretty easy to get down on yourself in the sport. And I wanted everyone to, you know, have their heads held high and really confident going into the last race. So that was kind of what we wanted to accomplish, win or not. And we were able to, you know, sweep the stages and get it done. So, you know, I feel like the spring race this year, we definitely had a shot and probably deserved to win that one. But that, you know, gave us some extra confidence going into this race, knowing that our package was close. And honestly, didn't feel like we were quite as good as the spring on raw pace and balance. But, you know, the way the cautions fell and the opportunities that we had to get our track position back, I feel like we were just as good as anyone in clean air. So, you know, we were able to execute on that and finish off the deal. So just very thankful for Tricon, Safe Flight, and Toyota within all that.
We're going to go ahead and jump into questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start in the front with Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Corey, congratulations. The first corner of this round, you end up in the wall, but then you end up finishing the round with two wins and a second place finish. You mentioned just wanted the 11 team wanting to keep the momentum going. It doesn't seem like there's anything lacking at this point heading to Phoenix. How does that impact your confidence heading into the championship race?
Yeah, I think objectively everything as far as what we are doing on our side is all very positive. I think for, you know, for lack of a better word, I feel like we're just doing what we need to do, you know, going into Phoenix and have the equipment where we need to be, have our mindsets where we need to be. Everyone's clicking and everyone's bonding very well within the team. So that's all good. It's just, you know, I think everyone knows kind of the state of what next week brings. You know, it's just very, very out of control at times. And, you know, we just got to do what we can do to stay out front and stay out of the mayhem of Phoenix. But, you know, as far as our approach and our side of things, I think it's going really well. So kind of just doing everything we can to, you know, optimize our approach to Phoenix and get there and execute.
Additional questions?
Steve Toronto, CBS Sports. Corey, speaking of your competition, last year, Ty Majeski had the dominant truck in Phoenix. Talking to him on pit row just now, he was very, very confident about his chances in Phoenix next week. Considering that Ty is in the championship four again, and considering what he and that truck did last year, does that increase the level of difficulty next week, or do you view him as your main competition, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely would say he's definitely the guy to beat just based on last year and the year prior, really. He was really good in 23 before he, I think, had a restart problem or something. So he's definitely the guy that I'm kind of looking for. But at the end of the day, like, you really never know what next week will bring. I mean, you can kind of suck all year and just bring your best truck to Phoenix and you can win the whole championship. So, you know, it doesn't matter how good you've been all year. I mean, look at them. Like, they've not been the best. I don't think they have a win to their name this year, but they're probably the truck to beat along with us next weekend. So it's interesting the way it works, but you know, definitely going to be looking out for him, of course, as well as the other two. You never know. Once again, never know what you can bring to Phoenix. So it's a one race take all.
And you and Scott have had 12 months to kind of think about Phoenix last year and think about what your truck was doing relative to what the 98 was doing. Were you able to pinpoint exactly what separated you from the 98? And if so, do you think you've got it for next week?
Yeah, we definitely looked into where we lacked last year. And I think a lot of that was myself. I think looking at data from really any short track or 1 mile and under racetrack, I definitely had one major glaring weakness, including this racetrack. And I was able to fix that here. I was able to fix that at other racetracks. And I think I'm able to fix that at Phoenix. You just can't really project it until you get there, of course. But I feel like we're working on the right things. Of course, we've gotten a little bit of a head start on other guys. Just kind of, I really haven't done a lot of sim for this track leading up to it at all. We were really focused on just tuning everything for Phoenix, just since we were, lacking in some departments last year. But I personally think we're working on the right things. But I guess we'll find out on Thursday night.
Gotcha. Thank you, Corey.
We're going to come up to Matt and then Bob.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. I think you kind of indicated how you feel about the question I'm going to ask, but I'll ask you anyway. Scott told me, I think it's Charlotte, that this system literally sucks. And based on what you said just now, do you kind of share that similar resentment towards how, given how this year has gone, what next week could produce if it doesn't go y'all's way?
Yeah, I try not to look at it negatively. I mean, if you look at last year, Ekis would have won if it wasn't for the format, and we had an opportunity to go to Phoenix, and he finished third out of everybody, and he had no business finishing third in the full season points format. I think he had like one of the best average finishes ever, and this is kind of where we're at this year, just with more wins. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's what I signed up for. It's what everyone has to deal with as a NASCAR driver. But it awards mediocrity in a way. It promotes mediocrity in a sense that no one wants to take risks unless you have playoff points. And the guys that are just good at either not getting wrecked or can just finish well in these rounds and sneak into the playoffs. I mean, I think everyone knows like the truck field is probably a top five to top eight. That's kind of where the main competition is. And then if you just can sneak into that 10, you can just kind of inch your way to the final four at that point. So, I've got a lot of thoughts, but at the end of the day, once again, it's what we have, it's what we're dealing with, and that's kind of what we have to deal with. So, I definitely don't love it by any means, but it gave us an opportunity last year to go in a championship, and we came up short. But this year we're kind of on the defending side of that, so it is what it is.
And then next week, obviously the stakes are higher because it is the championship race. But in some ways, is it similar to how it's been all year in the sense that when you guys started racking up the win total you had and the top five total that you have, everyone treated every single race as a chance to prove something by beating y'all, and therefore a chance for y'all to validate that y'all are who it looks like y'all are? Do you view this championship race as being that same kind of sentiment, that it's a chance to validate that everything you've proven all year in that one small sample size moment?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, what do you... Okay, so we race the same guys every week, right? And if you look at the Super Bowl, those guys probably face off once or twice a year. So you're proving something by winning that game that you are the best team in the league. But we race against each other every single week. Like we've won 11 races this year. I feel like we've proven that at this point, And all someone has to do is go into turn one and just absolutely wipe you out. And that proves that they're the best driver. That's kind of my main gripe with it at the end of the day. But you saw it in 23. I mean, we probably didn't deserve to win the championship in the sense of wins, but we had a really good consistent average finish and got us there, and then we got wiped out. So what does that prove? That's my main gripe with it. But
I don't even mean like from a championship standpoint, but just from a straight up race standpoint, all things equal, is there a chance to kind of validate that this is who y'all are?
Yeah, but no one's thinking about that. They're thinking about winning a championship. All they care about is winning a championship, so they can wipe us out. And they know they're not, even if they're not better than us, or even if they are, like at the end of the day, I mean, no one's thinking about proving anything at that point. It's just winning a championship. And that's, everyone wants to win, so that's what it's going to take.
Go ahead, Bob.
So was there less stress for you today, considering if you finished second, it wasn't going to really matter going into next week?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I talked about it earlier a little bit in the day, just as far as a momentum standpoint goes. I want to keep everyone on the team just in high spirits and give them what they deserve. They've been giving me winning tundras all year, and to keep that going and keep that momentum up, I think was very important. So we prioritized trying to win the race just like we normally would, but it let me be more confident and more aggressive throughout the race without having to lean on playoff points at that point. So yes and no, I feel like it definitely gave me more confidence, but at the same time, we still wanted to win the race.
And I mean, pretty much at the end, Caden hasn't been announced yet for next year, but it's pretty much three Tricons drivers, 1, 2, 3 there. So was it any sort of, did that help as far as like knowing, okay, nobody should do anything too crazy here on the late restarts.
Yeah, I mean, Caden and I got into it earlier this year at Martinsville, but he you know, apologized and kind of said what his standpoint was, and I've never had a problem with him other than that. So I, from what he said and what we talked about, I had no real worry about him driving me dirty, as well as Brent, of course. Me and Brent have always raced very clean together. So yeah, definitely would have been more concerned if it was maybe another manufacturer in the picture. But at the same time, you never know how desperate people are racing. I didn't know any point situation. So for all I knew, you know, the 52 could have been in a must win and sent a knot in there. But at the same time, I was pretty confident that Caden was going to race me clean, as well as Brent.
Any final questions for Corey? All right, Corey, congrats and best of luck in Phoenix next week.
Thank you.